Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, and we are going to learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, and we're continuing in the series of Mishnayos that relate to Ein Bein. A little bit of background for Mishnah Zayin over here: if a man becomes a Zav, a man has some sort of discharge from his body. So if it happens only once, so he goes to the mikveh and he's tahor that night. If it happens twice, then he has a higher level of tumah. He has to actually count 7 clean days in order to be tahor. And on the last of those 7 clean days, he goes to the mikveh and he's tahor at night. But if he had 3 times where this happened to him, then he's the same as someone who had it happen to him twice, with only one difference. And that is, Ein Bein Zav HaRosh De'Rios L'Roah Shalosh Ela Karban, that he's going to be Chayiv a Karban if he had Shalosh Rios, whereas if he had only 2 Rios, he's not going to be Chayiv a Karban. This is different than the din of a Zava. When it comes to a male Zav, he's already Chayiv in Shivanikim if he has 2 Rios, whereas a female Zava is only Chayiv in Shivanikim if she had 3 Rios. Another difference between a Zav and a Zava is that a Zava, the 3 Rios would have to be defined as 3 consecutive days, whereas by a man, he's metame b'ri'ios kippa yamim. If it happens on the same day and not in consecutive days, that still counts as multiple ri'ios. Now the Mishnah turns its attention to some dinim of a mitzora, meaning a person who has tzara'as, which is some sort of dermatological ailment. So someone who's a mitzora is an avatum, and he's not allowed to be in any walled city in Eretz Yisrael. So if he shows some of the symptoms of having tzara'as, a kohen has to examine him and is going to determine whether he's a mitzora or not. So if it sees a mitzora muchlat, it's very clear that he has tzara'as, then the kohen says that you're a mitzora muchlat. The kohen will declare him as such. But if it's not as clear, so then he's what's called a mitzora muskar. Then he has to be confined somewhere outside of a walled city for 7 days, and after the 7 days he'll be re-examined by the kohen. And if the kohen sees that it got even worse, then he becomes a mitzora muchlat. So even while he's in that state of being a mitzora muskar, he has dinim of a mitzora. But ain bein mitzora muskar, the mitzora muchlat, the difference between the dinim of a mitzora muskar and a mitzora muchlat is ella priya ufrima, is as far as letting your hair grow and tearing your clothing. A mitzora muchlat has to let his hair grow and has to tear his clothing, whereas a mitzora muskar does not have to do those things. This is a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Vatzarua asher bo hanega begadav yu frumim v'rosho yefarua v'al safam ya'ateh v'tamei tamei yikra." That he tears his clothing and the hair of his head has to grow out wild, and he wraps himself up and he calls out tamei tamei. Meaning he wears a special beged that's pulled up to cover over his mouth, and he calls out tamei tamei. So those halachos apply to a mitzora muchlat, but not to a mitzora muskar. Now, our Mishnah really only mentioned 2 out of those halachos. The chiyuv to cover your mouth is also something that's only true of a mitzora muchlat and not a mitzora muskar. But we just list the first 2 that are mentioned in the pasuk, and the 3rd one goes along with it. Now, the obligation to call out tamei tamei is not limited to what type of mitzora you are. Any tamei person, not even limited to a mitzora, any type of tamei person has to let other people know that they're tamei, so that other people can know to be careful around them. Now the Mishnah says, what happens when a mitzora is free of tzara'as, either after being muskar for a while, or after he's muchlat? So ein bein tahor mitoch hesker letahor mitoch hechleit. The only difference between someone who's declared tahor after being quarantined for a little bit versus someone who's declared tahor after having definite tzara'as is el tiglachas v'tziparim, is with the chiyuv of tiglachas, of shaving the hair and bringing the bird karbanos. If a person had been a definite mitzora muchlat, when as soon as he's declared free of tzara'as, he has to shave the hair of his body and he has to do a karban of bringing 2 birds. But when a mitzora who's been muskar is declared clean, he doesn't have to do any of those things. Now we move on, Mishnah Ches, another ein bein sfarim litfilin mezuzos. The difference between sfarim of Tanakh and tefillin and mezuzos mezuzos is al shasvarim nichtav mechalashel. Svarim of Tanakh could be written in any which language. It doesn't. It could be written in any type of font. With tefillin mezuzos, zayin nichtav salashurus. But tefillin mezuzos have to be written dafka in the Hebrew ashurus writing. So even though we said that you're allowed to write Tanakh in any language, Rav Shmuel Mialomer af besvarim lohitirushichtavu eliyavanis. That no, not any language. There's only one language that you're allowed to translate Sifrei Tanakh into, and that is the Greek language. That's Yafifuso Shal Yefes, right? That Yafta Lekim Leyefes V'Yishkon Baal Leshem. The pasuk says that the beauty that's given to Yefes is through the Greek language, and that's the only language that you're allowed to translate the Torah into, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said the difference between a male Zav who had two Re'ios versus three Re'ios is that on the third Re'io, he's Chayv a Korban. And then we said the difference between a Mitzorah Muskar and a Mitzorah Mukhlat is whether he has to grow his hair out and tear his clothing. And a third difference is the difference, a third point is the difference between someone who was declared Tahar after being a Mitzorah Mukhlat versus someone who was declared Tahar after being a Mitzorah Muskar is whether he needs to do Tiglachas Vitziparim. Does he need to shave his body and bring the birds as part of the procedure? So that's only for someone who is Tahar after being a Mitzorah Mukhlat. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said the only difference in Sfarim versus Tefillin and Mezuzos is that Sfarim could be written in any language according to the Tanakhama, whereas Tefillin and Mezuzos is only in Ashuris. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says it disagrees. He says Sfarim cannot be written in any language, only in Yevon. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.